It's time for our Travel Michigan update. Today we head to the west side of the state of Michigan, the Saugatuck area. Josie Fowler, the owner-designer of Pudding Stone, is on the line with us, but also heading up the Business Association for Saugatuck, Douglas area. Josie, so do you like smell the tourists starting to flood in already for this weekend?
We absolutely are. Yes, most definitely. Yesterday was the official start to our high season. We had a beautiful art installation ceremony in downtown Saugatuck, and it was just the perfect start to the season. So, yeah, bring on the people. We're ready for you.
How big will Saugatuck get during the summer months? I mean, is it twice, three times the size of the winter months?
You know, to be honest, I don't know the statistics off the top of my head. I probably should. I oftentimes don't leave the store during the summer months, but my goodness, the streets are flooded with people. It's just absolutely wonderful. And for our business owners, this is our season. We love to have people in town and show you everything we've been curating over the winter months.
All right, Dennis, I mentioned you're the owner designer of Pudding Stone.
Yes.
Tough to kind of put you guys in a box on what you do, right?
Absolutely. It's pretty rough. People will come into the shop and they say, "What are you?" And we say, "We don't really know. We're somewhere between a botanical studio, a gallery, a gift shop. Everything in the store is handmade by either myself, my dad, or my husband. So we make everything."
So what kinds of things do you make?
Absolutely. So I'm going to start with myself. I specialize in something called Kokidama, which are Japanese moss ball gardens. It is a self-contained garden in a ball of moss. I have lectured all over the country. I've taught workshops all over the country and made my way here to Saugatuck. It's where I get to share this with people. They can come into the shop. They can choose plants. I can make a piece for them. They can choose one that's already on the table. I also do all the planting in the store. What I plant in is what is remarkable. My dad is Cleve Hayes, is a traditional English-style terracotta potter. So every vessel in the store for my plants or for the Kokidama is handmade by my father. His studio is in southwest Michigan, about an hour south of Saugatuck. He mixes his own clay from scratch. So everything that I work with, you know, 2 weeks ahead of time, I say, "Hey, Dad, I want an English-style long tom pot," and it shows up in a week or two. So it's a pretty interesting angle to work with.
Okay. What about your husband?
So my husband makes an entire line of glass vases. They're small bottles that are hand-wired together. We have suction cup vases. We have hanging vases. We have these sweet little triple runner vases that we call them for just a few stems. When your son or daughter or grandchild, niece, nephew, student brings you a dandelion and you just need something small to put it in, that's where it goes. But my husband makes each one of those. We've got probably, I think we're up to about 35 different styles and designs that he makes.
While yours is an unusual business, a unique business, let's put it that way, you're not necessarily out of place in Saugatuck because there's a lot of unique places too, right?
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorite parts of being in this town is we have so many makers and artisans that are running their own retail establishments, which, let me tell you, it's not an easy task. There's one thing to purchase everything and then sell it, but to make it and then sell it is a whole other ball game. And we have quite a few of them in town. So, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity to actually see your artisans working, to get a chance to talk with them and get a feel for what they put into the pieces that they make. It's truly wonderful.
Well, growing up in a family, obviously, with your dad being an artist too, did you always feel that was where you were going to go with your career?
To be completely honest, I did not. I pursued vocal music education and nursing in college. I remember very well weeding the plants at our plant nursery and saying, "I never want to work with dirt again." And here I am. I found my way back to it.
Oh, wonderful. And it's going to be hopefully a wonderful summer in Saugatuck. If someone wants a kind of a preview of what you guys do there at Pudding Stone, what's the best way they can do that?
Well, I think the best way is to go to our social media. I mean, we have a beautiful website, but our Instagram and our Facebook, the Instagram is @PuddingStoneMichigan, but you can see excerpts from our workshops, our classes that we teach. I'm always posting new content on there. It's vibrant and colorful. You can actually book a workshop directly through our social media and actually come in and make a Kokedama with me. Yeah. So we've got a lot of options there.
Sounds like it doesn't get more Michigan than that, right?
No, we're about as pure Michigan as it gets.
Chelsea, thanks. Hopefully it's a great summer for you, not only for your business, but the rest of everybody in the Saugatuck area as well, right?
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Chelsea Fowler, owner and designer of Pudding Stone in Saugatuck, as we head to the west side of the state on this edition of our Travel Michigan Update.